MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
And it's great to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. And if you're listening live, today is February 19th, 2015. If you're listening on the archives, this is show number 366. And give us a call, why don't you, at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Griff?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing peachy, thank you.
I took some days off.
And how were they?
It was
so
great.
Did we.
Yeah. No, I took Tuesday and Wednesday off as well. So.
Oh, you did? Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. I went up to Alcatraz with took an old friend from New England to Alcatraz. This is like my 30th trip in the last 5 years.
Do they ever change the messages and
No, I don't want them to.
It's the same thing?
Yeah, I want it to stay the same.
And they still have the cassettes, or what do they do now?
It's a great audio tour. You wear it around your neck, and it's got an MP3 of the whole tour, and you can stop it, and it's really well produced. And if you ever come to the Bay Area and you want something really wonderful to do, the trip to Alcatraz is just great. It's fantastic, I think. I like it. Maybe you won't. I don't know.
You won't want to stay, but you'll enjoy it.
Oh, I would stay. I'd love to live out there. You get constant visitors. You can ask them to bring you things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bring me a file so I can get out of this place. So they tell the stories of like the big battles that the Battle of Alcatraz and the escapees, the three people who disappeared and they're pretty sure died, but who knows? Anyway, so if you're ever in Bay Area, it's a good thing
they
to
could
see.
Be related to any of us.
But bringing it around to an eBay thing.
Well, I just looked.
Well, no, because there's stuff on Alcatraz, but there's something that I may go back one more time before April. Because there's an exhibit of a Chinese artist there. It's been on since last fall, named Ai Weiwei. And it's a great exhibit. It's kind of sprinkled in little bits of installation around the island. But in the gift shop, and I didn't see this the last time I was there, they have some Ai Weiwei kind of installation merchandise that they're selling. And I thought, I should be buying this, because once this exhibit's over, you're not going to be able to get this. So I bought a bunch that I'm going to put up on eBay and see what happens. And if it, does well. I'm not going to put it up until after the exhibit closes. So we'll see how that works out.
I have such a present for you.
What?
I'm buying it right now.
You're buying what?
I'm buying something on eBay for you right now.
Get out.
I'm serious, Griff. Hold on. Okay, PayPal, da-da-da-da, confirm and pay.
Oh, these aren't sunflower seeds.
Da-da-da-da, da-da-da. Oh, no, I'm not going to let you know till after I buy it.
Ah, jeez.
Okay, I bought it. Estimated delivery Tuesday, February 24th. It's coming to me, so I have to give it to you. I should have sent it to your address, darn it.
Darn it.
That's okay. I'll get it, and I'll make sure you get it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what it is now.
Tell me what it is now.
All right, let me go there. You're going to have to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting, actually.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, here is the item number.
Yeah, go ahead.
2214.
2214.
1210.
1210.
1048.
Well, I'm on the edge of my seat. Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, these are the real ones.
Yeah.
Yikers. You bought that for me?
I did.
Oh, babe. You're so nice. There's only, 8 available now. Well, thank you. This will go right on my wall
with
a little note.
For those of you who couldn't get over there, it is an Alcatraz death row. It even says death row on it. San Francisco prison lock, padlock, and keys. Iron, big, heavy.
So that's something I never really quite figured out. I know that a few of the inmates that were involved in the Battle of Alcatraz were executed, but I don't.
Well, this is something made to look like it.
Oh, well, it looks old.
It's made to look old.
Oh, that's a reproduction?
It's a reproduction.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that.
It's a reproduction.
Yikes.
That's why it only cost me $35.66.
Oh, I thought they looked so real.
But I thought you might enjoy this.
Well, I do, because you can't buy those in the gift shop.
You could give it as a gift to your friend that you You know what I mean? You could give it as a gift to him.
No. I'm keeping it. It was
good.
A gift. I keep it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll lock Howie in his bedroom till he behaves.
Okay. Because it works. It says it works.
Yeah, it was the weather was beautiful. The boat ride over. It's a lovely day. We took 15 of our meetup group folks there last November, and I think they enjoyed it too. So it's one of my favorite places to take people.
Hey.
It's out in the middle of the bay. It's and when the weather's nice, it's just beautiful.
I've seen it many times, but I have not been there.
Oh, you got to go.
I have never taken the trip.
Well, I'll take you there. As the Staple Singer sang.
Okay, we'll go.
I'll take you there.
We'll go.
I know a place.
And in honor,
I'll take you
I'll
there.
Give you your gift then.
Oh, you'll give me... Oh,
or
Alcatraz.
I may give it to you sooner, but we'll see.
Oh, okay. Now I got to go buy you a gift. Let me see.
No, you don't. No.
Where are those cha-cha heels?
No, it's not cha-cha heels. If you were to buy me a gift right now...
Yes.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you because it's going to be a surprise.
Yes. What would it be?
There's something I'm doing that's a kind of a surprise and I can't tell you yet.
Oh, darn it. Why do you keep secrets from me, babe?
I do.
You do keep so many secrets.
Are you kidding? You keep secrets from me like crazy.
Do I?
Uh-huh.
Like what?
I'm not going to say.
You're keeping a secret from me? The things that I keep a secret from you?
Right.
That is really diabolical.
I want to tell our audience, if you can't call in for whatever reason at 888-RADIO-30 with your, you may have a challenge you're going through with your eBay sales, maybe your listings, maybe you're new at eBay, maybe you're old at eBay, and you have a comment to make and not a question, or maybe you want to call in with a tip. We love to get your calls at 888-RADIO-30. That's what this show is for today. Or if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the air while we're on the air. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fill out the web form. Hit the Submit button.
Hit that Submit button.
We do our best. We do our best to get to every single one of them that we can.
Hey, did you know that as an eBay seller, the chances are that you, Lee, depend on the United States Postal Service as a vital partner in your business?
I do.
Well, USPS has been in operation for, wait for it, 240 years, and it handles 40% of the world's mail volume. It's funded by zero taxpayer dollars, yet since 2012, more than 140 mail processing facilities have been closed, with more on the chopping block for 2015. Hours have been slashed and service compromised, and now 64 national organizations have come together as a grand alliance to save our public postal system. Their spokesman is activist Danny Glover, who is the son of postal workers. He's joining the president of the American Postal Workers Union, Mark Dimmenstein, in a press conference today, actually, where they're going to announce the new alliance. You can check out their website at argandalliance.org.
It's the Pirate Alliance.
Yeah,
ARG.
Now, AGR and Alliance.org. And, you know, the reason why the Postal Service is in financial difficulty is not that they can't support themselves, but there was a they still are bound by the laws of Congress, and Congress a few years back passed a law that says that they have to fund all of their workers' pensions into, like, the next 200 years or so, and that's really put a huge strain on their cash flow. Anyway, we love USPS. We want to make sure they survive. They're the oldest continually operating business in the United States. The USPS.
That's all I ever use.
Yeah, I don't use anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're, you know, the other services are pretty good, but for what I sell, USPS is perfect.
Well, we have a Contact Us email from Carolyn in Jacksonville, Florida.
Carolyn.
User ID is, I like this, Where or Go Bear is her eBay user
okay.
ID.
Okay. Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Question. I have a return request. In quotes, does not fit.
Yeah.
In buyer comments, he actually wants an exchange, which I have read you cannot do with hassle-free returns.
That's not true.
Do I have to tell buyer that I have to refund and he must repurchase, or is there a workaround?
No. So if you have to set it up. If you're willing to take exchanges, to give an exchange, then you set that up in hassle-free returns, per listing or globally. which says that you will offer a money back or an exchange, buyer's choice. And if you choose that, then the buyer can choose that option when they're initiating the return request, which in this case would have been perfect. But had you, if you haven't selected that option, then yeah, you'll have to refund and then tell them to pay you again, unfortunately. But that's why you have to explore these tools. We build these tools, you got to explore them. There are three different options. There's money back and an exchange, and money back, you know, for a similar item, and money back or replacement, I think is the other one. I have to look at the wording. And that's buyer's choice for those two others. So if a buyer decides, I just want my money back, then they'll select, I just want my money back. Or they can say, I want a replacement item, or I want to exchange it for a different item. Then they can select that option.
Okay. I just sent you over an email from George.
George
in
of the jungle?
Cufta, Illinois.
George.
Known on eBay as GeorgeK809. I just sent you over email, so you might want to look that over on a break or something. There were several questions on it, and even he wasn't sure that you could answer them off the top of your head, so I sent them to you.
Well, this could be a perfect opportunity for something I want to talk about with you after the show, so
okay.
I'll look at it.
All right, and here we go. Alan in Capitol Heights, Maryland, known on eBay as Finding Treasure PA3. Alan is a first-time caller. We adore first-time callers, Alan. Thank you. What's your question or comment?
Well, thank you. First of all, I'd like to say that it's a great show. I just started listening to it mainly on the downloads because of the time difference.
Hold on a second, Alan. We'll be right back with you.
Yeah, we had to take a break, Alan, but we'll come right back to you after this break. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. You can call us right now at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time. And if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's milodesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Your call is, well, it's our favorite feedback here at eBay Radio, 888-RADIO-30. Once again, jot it down, 888-723-4630. We're on the line with Alan from Capitol Heights, Maryland, and he has a question. Alan, what's your question?
I've been doing this around 10 years. Okay, I'm sorry. I got interrupted. I've been actually a member since 10 years. I haven't really been selling, but I guess I want to get aggressive and actually set it up as a business.
Sure.
Is it something you should... I mean, should you apply for, like, business licenses and tax numbers, things like that first, or should you just try to sell?
It's
kind of scary with taxes and everything.
You do not need a business license or a tax number to list and sell on eBay. But if your long-term plan is to make this into a business, it's probably smart to do that first just based on what your own state or locale requires businesses to do. So I'll give you an example. Here in San Jose, California, I'm required to pay, I have to have a business license from the city. They require that. And I also have to have, I should have a tax number to file for collected California state sales tax. So I knew these things. So I just did that. I had been selling for a while, but, you know, off and on. But when I decided to tackle this as a more serious, this is a business, I went and I got both of those things, so they were taken care of. If I hadn't done it, I would have eventually got asked by both the state and the, in my case, the city, because of the way California reports financial activity. So once PayPal had sent out a 1099-K form for my accepted payments, that becomes known by the IRS, and the IRS will, by request, send this information to different states and locales. San Jose would have contacted me. And in fact, the interesting thing is they did contact me years ago about getting a business license, because when I wrote a book and I received payment for my services for the book, that triggered San Jose saying, hey, you're collecting money as a, because they got a 1099 form, you got to get a business license. And I said, well, okay, this is how I found out about it. But this was a one-time thing. I'll never be doing this again. They said, yeah, but you have to do it. So that's when I got my business license. But then when I changed my, it says that I was an author on this business license, and then I changed it for when I started selling. And the same thing would have happened with the state with sales tax. Eventually, they could come after you. So it's safer just for your own peace of mind, since you know your road ahead, is to do it now. What do you got to? What state do you live in again? Oh, Maryland, right.
I live in Pennsylvania. No, I work in Maryland.
Okay.
But I live up near Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Alan, you mentioned taxes. What concerns you about taxes at this point?
Well, I guess just everything as far as income taxes and, you know, what kind of taxes are required to be paid, you know, once
all
you're
of
generating
them.
An income for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to pay all of them. So my statement to anyone with that question, and that comes up a lot, is all income is reportable. It doesn't necessarily mean that all income is going to be taxed, but you have to report your income. So you want to set off on the right foot.
Oh, I want to do that, believe me.
Yeah. So it's very easy to do this, actually. Yeah. Depending on the size and scope of your business plan, you can, if you trust your own ability to learn, you can get most of the information you need online, especially from a site that you can trust, like the Small Business Administration website. If you want more detail, then it's worth your while to spend the money it takes to contract with an accountant or you know, a tax attorney, for even if it's just a one-time setup meeting, you give them your an outline of your business plan, your you know your aspirations with this business, and they'll tell you, based on your state of residence where the business is going to be, what your responsibility will be to the state. It's usually pretty easy. So you on eBay, we make it so you can add sales tax to any sales made in your state, and if it's required. Right. You set that up. You can indicate the percentage amount, and then that amount gets added to all the invoices whenever you sell. So a buyer pays it, and then it's just up to you to track that and submit it based on the schedule and responsibilities and requirements of your particular state. Here in Vermont, in California, it's just once a month, once a year. I do this in January for the previous year, and I'm using some software that you can get online. That's an online based system called GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. It used to be called Outright, and that can track all your sales tax for you pretty easily.
Yeah, I was reading about that. Sounds like that's relatively inexpensive, like $10 a month.
So. Griff,
yeah, and it's well worth
this
it.
Is this year the same as last year that we're not going to receive a 1099-K from PayPal?
What?
Unless it's $20,000,
yeah, and
so
that can
200
change.
Or more payments.
So that's a government requirement, and that could change over the years. But currently, unless, and I may be speaking out of turn. I don't know if it's been lowered, but if you're processing payments online through a payment processor like PayPal or Visa or MasterCard or American Express, when those payments reach a gross amount within a calendar year of $20,000, that triggers them sending you a 1099-K, which they also send to the government saying, hey, we've had $20,000-plus dollars go through this person's account for accepted payments. And it's not anything, it doesn't really add. I always thought of it as a benefit because I pay my income taxes anyway, and I report legitimately what I've sold. I think it makes it easier, actually, to get that in the mail. But once you process that much in payments, and that's a very small business for a year, then the government's made aware of it anyway. When it comes to income taxes, it gets more complex. Yeah, you'll probably have to pay income taxes, but on the biggest question is how the deductions work. So if you're selling out of your home, you get lots of deductions. I'm not going to tell you what they are because I'm not a tax attorney and I can't assume the liability.
And they've changed a little bit this year.
And they change every year, yeah. But you should definitely either read up on the IRS website. The Small Business Administration website has great tax information. And if you really need to, and I always strongly recommend this, if you're going to go into this as a business, approach it as a business, your first business expense, which you'll be able to deduct, by the way, should be consultation with a tax attorney.
Oh, okay.
And Alan, in the long run, we have to go on to other callers, but in the long run, you're going to do best starting from the beginning with a business outlook in your head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you start out thinking, this is just a little hobby, or I'm going to, it's not, in the long run for you as a business person, it's not going to work well. Alan, call us back anytime.
Love to know your progress.
We'd love to see your progress, okay?
I need some progress.
Yeah. Progress.
Let us know how it's going, Alan.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. We do appreciate your call. Tom in Salt Lake City, Utah, known on eBay as Old Gray Hairs.
How many shades of gray?
He is a first-time caller. Tom, thank you and welcome. What's your question or comment?
Well, to answer Gray there, I'm nervous. Answer Griff. It's getting pretty gray.
Oh, okay. Did you have more than 50 shades?
My mom and dad went every young in life, and I did too.
Well, gray hair is a sign of earned experience. That's how I look at it.
Yes, it is. And yes. My question, I'm trying to take my pictures with my iPad Air.
Yes,
and
yes.
And I was using the white balance that Apple had an iPhoto, and mm-hmm. I guess they've discontinued that with the new iOS 8.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. And I haven't upgraded to iOS 8, but it just doesn't seem to work as well as it used to work.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know what I could use to... I want to just use my iPad. I don't want to use a desktop or anything.
Sure, they work great, those. What's more important, and I have to confess, I'm not up to speed on the latest iOS for iPad, so I don't know exactly how this works. But I can tell you this, the second part of the equation is actually even more important than the device, is what kind of lighting you're using for lighting your items.
Well, I got a light box, a light, I got the proper light, I got the filter under it, and a little white screen around it to keep everything inside.
Good. And are any other lights on? Are there other light sources in the room besides your soft boxes? So it's a dark room.
All off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you go into the iPad Air, there is no longer a setting for white balance?
Well, there is on iOS 7, but when I go to iOS 8, they say it's not going to be there. They discontinued the iPhoto.
Oh, they did. Oh, why did they do that?
I upgraded to iOS 8 because.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to plead ignorance here because I don't, which is what I plead every day, because I'm not up to speed with the latest iOS for iPad. It would seem to me short-sighted for them to remove a feature, but you know, what do I know? As long as your light temperature is relatively consistent and throughout, so you're not mixing the light with an overhead lamp or maybe a window that's open. Most devices by default set to automatic white balance, and that should be working. Is that working for you now?
Well, if you have the white paper there, you have to take the white balance and touch that, and then it automatically just filters it out and seems to work real good.
So you're concerned about upgrading and not being able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I knew what to tell you. Let me do some research, but in the meantime... Okay. Just stick with 7 for now until we figure it out.
What do you sell on eBay?
I don't have it on this. I have it on a different camp. We sell Native American silver turquoise jewelry.
Oh, really?
You want? Oh, she loves it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Lee's going to be there buying from you. Yeah, you want the color of the turquoise to be absolutely...
So it's not old gray hairs, right?
No, it's we use a Silver Creek Treasures.
Okay,
so hold on. We have to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Endesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Endesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Endesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at endicia.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot. You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized, and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top five international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.